The most heavily instrumented patch of land in the world is in Parkfield, California. Parkfield is considered to be the earthquake capital of the planet. It sits halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco at a particularly critical juncture of the 800-mile-long San Andreas Fault. Several million dollars have been spent at Parkfield over the years, and U.S. scientists have predicted that it will have a significant earthquake. It hasn't yet. The most notable thing that's happened there involves the car crash in which actor James Dean died in 1955. Still, the motto of the local population, 37 strong, is Parkfield, be here when it happens. In June, scientists of the U.S. Geological Survey and Stanford University began drilling a very long well into the earth. We thought we'd check in with them. They're looking at the San Andreas Fault, and one of the team leaders is Mark Zoback, who teaches at Stanford. Mark, what are you looking at? You're near the site right now. What's it look like?
Well, we're in the rolling hills of Central California, adjacent to the San Andreas Fault. This is basically unpopulated cattle country, and we're drilling a deep research well next to the San Andreas Fault to better understand the physics of faulting and how earthquakes work.
Now tell us why Parkfield is so significant to earthquake scientists.
Parkfield is a very special place. Roughly every 20 or 30 years, a magnitude 6, a significant but still moderate-sized earthquake occurs here, and the last one occurred in 1966, so we anticipate another magnitude 6 earthquake in the relatively near future. So it's a good place to monitor the fault in order to, you know, measure with great precision what happens during the next earthquake. It's also a place where many small earthquakes occur, and our eventual goal is to drill into the San Andreas Fault to establish an observatory in the vicinity of these small earthquakes and actually determine what happens before, during, and after an earthquake ruptures.
So at present, the borehole you're drilling is more than a mile deep, or will be, is that right?
It's actually more than a mile deep now. We're at 6,700 feet.
And so what happens then? Do you lower equipment in to kind of look at whether rocks have shifted, or can't see tectonic plates grinding against each other, I'd imagine?
What will happen next, this phase of the drilling will conclude within the next day or so, and then we're going to lower a number of different types of geophysical instruments into the well. We're going to be measuring the temperature very precisely. We're going to be measuring the forces that are in the Earth's crust and pushing on the San Andreas Fault here. We're going to be measuring a lot of things about the fluids, the fluid pressure, the fluid chemistry at depth. When we're all done with the well, we're going to deploy an array of seismometers that are going to listen very carefully to the earthquakes that are occurring and really measure, you know, the seismic radiation with great precision, because the instruments will be very close to the earthquakes, you know, as they're occurring.
Mm-hmm. And there will be no people going down. This will be all instruments.
The well is only 7 inches in diameter at its bottom. It's a little bit narrow for most of us.
Now, Mark Zoback, I know that a geophysicist has to be careful about these things, but what's your gut feeling? Do you think that earthquakes are predictable? And if they were, what should people do about them?
My feeling is that earthquakes are predictable, in fact, but we don't. Right now, earthquake prediction is not a science. We have a smattering of observations that may be related to something happening, you know, at depth in the earth, leading up to the occurrence of an earthquake at a later time. Until we have a better understanding of the physics of faulting, of what's actually happening in the fault zone, earthquake prediction will never be a science, and will continue to have the level of controversy that it has now. To go about earthquake prediction, we have to understand how earthquakes work.
Mark, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome.
Geophysicist from Stanford University and project leader at Parkfield, Mark Zoback.